This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Thanks for joining us again. This is our 9th programme on the songs and poems of the revolutionary years in Ireland. And in this instalment, we're looking at the pieces created in response to the Anglo-Irish War. They will include some quite celebrated singers on recordings, and Fergus Russell is with us again to contribute a song. The volunteer Sean Hyde described in his military service pension claim how the Assistant Commissioner of the RIC, William Redmond, was stalked and assassinated outside his hotel in Harcourt Street in January 1920. Redmond had been reassigned to Dublin from Belfast and charged with tracking down Michael Collins. The event inspired this song to the air of Pop Goes the Weasel by Maeve Kavanagh's husband Cathal MacDougall. The others named in the song were members of the G Division of the DMP. Fergus Russell is going to sing it for us now.
Oh, Harcourt Street's a horrible place, full of lanes and byways. Redmond should have minded himself and kept to the highways. It must have been a flabber that word, 'twas easy to conceal her, an automatic in her muff. And Pop goes the peeler. Sergeant Reelin's very depressed. All his friends are dying. Every night his mammy will say, "What has you crying?" Says he, "I'm not a dancer at all, a jigger or a reeler. Perhaps they want to make me step." To Pop goes the peeler. Fergus Quinn is wasting away, so is Sergeant Bruton. Every day the two of them say, "Please stop the shooting." A burglar doesn't trouble them much, a forger or a staler. The only things that make them jump is Pop goes the peeler. The G-man has a terrible time, he's living like a hermit. If you want a freedom it now, you must have a permit. You've got to put your sticky back on, the signer and the sealer, before you may enjoy the sport. A Pop goes the peeler.
Thanks very much for that, Fergus. It's a kind of a callous thing. It's based on a real event when William Redmond was brought down from the north to try and get a firmer grip on the activities of the IRA during the War of Independence. Yeah. And it was written by Cathal MacDougall, Maeve Kavanagh's husband. Pop Goes the Peeler must have been a popular tune at the time.
Pop Goes the Weasel. I think there's a couple of songs in the book called Pop Goes the Peeler. It's a shorter version with slightly a different theme. But I think when you read through and you see the actual people named, they're all real characters. They were all in the DMP or the in the castle anyway.
The G Division,
G-Division. And it was a rough time.
It was.
And I mean, there was no quarter asked or given, really, you know. And I suppose with Collins and his 12 apostles around at that time, it was just, it was murder, really, you know what I mean? But Rice was on one side and people wrote songs about it. And I'm glad them days are over. Anyway, yeah.
Indeed. Thanks, Fergus.
Okay.
The young student Kevin Barry was arrested after an abortive ambush of a British Army patrol in Church Street in Dublin. A song about his execution was made up quite soon after the event, and it was recorded remarkably by the great American bass singer Paul Robeson. Robeson is supposed to have learned the song from the Irish socialist Paddy O'Donnell.
One Monday morning, upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. But a lad of 18 summers, yet no one can deny, as he walked to death that morning, proudly held his head on high, calmly standing at attention while he bade his last farewell to his broken-hearted mother, whose grief no one can tell. For the cause he proudly cherished, this sad parting had to be. Then to death walked softly smiling that old Ireland might be free.
In an earlier programme, we played you Brendan Behan's recording of a song about the Rising from a spoken arts record that he made in the 1960s. On the same recording, he recorded just one verse of The Boys of Kilmichael about the famous ambush that took place in County Cork, Macroom, in 1920.
Well, I don't know what to say, except I absolutely must decline to dance in the streets when Gertrude Stein. And as for Alice B. Chocolaz, I'd sooner Shakespeare and a great big box of chocolaz. That really belongs to Gertrude Stein. She was asked when she said when she was dying, what is the answer? But then she said, what is the question? You might find it a bit hard to understand me. It's not so much the Irish accent as the fact that I've lost my... I used to talk nicer when I had my teeth. Now I haven't got so many. So, I mean... you needn't think it's your imperfect hearing. On the 18th day of November, just outside the town of Macroom, the tans and the big crossly tenders, they hurtled along to their doom. But the boys of the column were waiting with hand grenades primed on the spot, and the Irish Republican Army made of the whole bloody lot.
The song Upton Ambush, or The Lonely Woods of Upton, describes an action that took place during the War of Independence in Cork. It was an unlikely hit in the 1960s for the showband singer Sean Dunphy.
Many a homie's filled with sadness and with sorrow. Many a heart is filled with anguish and with pain. See how Ireland, how she hangs her head in mourning for the man who died at Upton far away. Let the moon shine bright tonight along the valley where the heroes our Republican ambush lay. May they rest in peace, those men who died for Ireland, near the lonely was our Upton, far away. Some were thinking of their mothers, wives and sweethearts, more were thinking of their good old Irish homes. Did they think of how they fought along the valley as they marched out from Cork City to their doom? It was a lull till the cry went out, fixed bayonets, manfully they fixed them for the coming fray. Manfully they fought and died to free old Ireland. Near the lonely woods of Upton, far away, some are sleeping beneath the waters of Cork Harbour, more are sleeping beneath the good old Irish clay. But their voices seem to cry out, God save Ireland, from the lonely woods of Upton, far away. Let the moon shine bright tonight along the valley where the heroes of Republic and ambush lay. Their voices seem to cry out, God save Ireland, from the lonely woods of Upton, far away.
Next up, we're going to have a very popular rebel song that Johnson's Motor Car sung by the Clancys about a supposed incident that took place in Donegal during the War of Independence.
Down by Brannigan's Corner, one morning I did stray. I met a fellow rebel, and to me he did say, we have orders from our captain to assemble at Dunbar, but how are we to get there without a motor car?
Oh, Barney dear, be of good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do. The specials, they are plentiful, but the IRA are few. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Stranlar, and we give the boys a bloody good ride in Johnson's motor car.
When Dr. Johnson heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He said, this is an urgent case, there is no time to lose. He then put on his castor hat and on his breast a star. You could hear the din all through Glenfin of Johnson's motor car.
Ah, but when he got to the railway bridge, the rebels he saw there. Oh, Johnson knew the game was up, but at him they did stare. He said, I have a permit to travel near or far.
To hell with your English permit, we want your motor car.
What will my loyal brethren think when they hear the news? My carriage has been commandeered by the rebels at the loose. He'll give you where a seat for it, all signed by Captain Barr.
Come when Ireland gets her freedom, by you'll get your motor car.
Well, they put that car in motion and filled her to the brim,
with guns and bayonets shining, which made old Johnson grim. And Barney heist to the shin with pilot for their leg a star. And we give three cheers for the IRA and Johnson's motor car.
Sean Tracy was one of the leaders of the 3rd Tipperary Brigade of the Volunteers. He was regarded as one of the most significant leaders in the War of Independence. Several songs have been written about him. He was shot dead in Talbot Street in Dublin in October 1920. And this is a song about his death and a kind of a romantic reflection on his life, sung for us now by Dick Hogan.
And the sun had set with its golden ray, and the bitter fight was o'er. Our brave by sleep beneath the clay, on this earth they are no more. The moonbeam shone o'er the battlefield, where a dying young rebel lay. His arms were crossed, and his body was stretched, and his lifeblood flowed away. Our comrades in silent ambush laid, for the evening sky was clear. Yet not one man was then afraid, or brave by his noon or fear. Few people in the city streets had heard of that fierce affray, of that valiant youth whose home was set into prairie so far away. There were none to weep for you, Sean Tracy, a store, or a cleaner to sing your praise, to recite your deeds like the gales of yore, as you we will never more see. In that kingdom of love, may your soul ever rest, are the words that we fervently pray, that we all meet above the old friends we love best, into prairie so far away. A passing comrade soon heard him moan, as he wounded lay on the ground. For his comrade knew well Sean was one of his own, as he warily looked all around. "Lift me gently, comrade," he cried, "for no longer on earth can I stay. I shall never more roam to my own native home, into prairie so far away. A lock of my hair I implore you to take, to my mother so dear to me. Tell her it's here by the leafy side my mouldering bones do lay. Tell her that here in this battle of life, for the dawn of bright freedom's day, I prayed for my home in the thick of the strife, into prairie so far away. Tell her we fought for Granula, as our patriot state of yore. For Ireland's cause that shall not fail, but shall win from shore to shore. And heroes brave, our land to save, shall sail o'er the ocean spray. There's a vision of light before me tonight, of to prairie so far away. Now the soldiers of Ireland bore him on high, on their shoulders with solemn tread. And many a heart with tearful sigh wept over our patriot dead. In silence they lowered him in the grave, to rest till the reckoning day. Sean Tracy, who died, his home to save, into prairie so far away.
One of the finest songs that came out of the War of Independence was Brian McMahon's song The Valley of Knockanure. It tells the story of three volunteers who were taken up by the Black and Tans and murdered by the side of the road. It's sung for us now by Derry Farrell.
You may sing or speak about Easter week or the heroes of 98, on the Fenian men who roamed the glen in victory or defeat, their names in history song was sung of our darling sons in the valley of Knockanure. There were Welsh and Lines and adults and boys, they were young and in their prime, as they ramble to a lonesome spot where the blackened tans did lie. Republican bold they did uphold, though outlawed on the moor, and side by side they fought and died in the valley of Knockanure. Well, it was on a neighbouring hillside they listened in Camden Bays. In every house, in every town, there kneel a maid to pray. They're closing in around them now with the rifle fire so sure, and poor Dalton is down and Lines is dead in the valley. So they took him down beyond the fence where the flowers were in full bloom, and they made him kneel down upon the grass for to face his final doom. And then Dalton he spoke as his voice it broke with passion proud and pure. Oh, for Ireland I'll die as I face the sky in the valley of Knockanure. Now the summer sun was setting now between the hills and the sea, and the pale, pale moon was rising far out from Tralee town, and the dismal stars and the clouds afar are darkening o'er the moor. And the banshee cried as her sons they died in the valley of Knockanure. Next,
we're going to have a recording made by Tom Munnelly of the County Clare singer Tom Lenehan. It tells of an ambush that took place in Renine, near Milltown Malbay, in 1920.
Come all you Galden Irishmen, come listen for a while. I'll sing to you the praises of the boys of Erin's Isle. 'Tis an awful, awful ambush, I'll have you to beware. That happened in Renine Hill, a spot in County Clare. Our boys, they waited patiently with an eye both sharp and keen. They waited for these lorries to return to Renine. Their scouts at once, they sighted them without the least delay and signalled to their comrades to get ready and prepare. Their comrades, they got ready without the least delay. and signal to their scouts again to let them come their way. The black and tan, they came along in lorries, as you know, and met our boys upon the road, which gave them every blow. They fought upon the highway, man to man, you know, with shotguns and revolvers against armored cars. And so the black and tans put up their hands, and the peelers too likewise, when they saw the determined faces upon our Irish boys. And now to conclude and finish, as I think 'tis nearly time, and all the gallant Irishmen together should unite, together should assemble and gather all you can, and have another ambush soon to fight the black and tan.
We hope that you found these songs interesting and entertaining. Please join us for the final programme coming up, which will deal with the Civil War. Gerry O'Reilly and Sean O'Harcon will be rejoining us, and we'll also have recordings from Brendan Behan and Tim Dennehy.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with television licence fee.